traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The thing is, I don't really feel bad saying that because he did kind of cheat on me with Megan Fox. So it's kind of like, because if you look at the timeline of us dating, we were together in Puerto Rico. He said, come to Puerto Rico with me. And I said,
there she is. Our guest is here, but I'm going to go ahead and use that for my intro. Welcome back to Impulsive, number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. I'm going to start over.
I was here with you.
You know what? No, not. I'm wearing yellow today. I've been experimenting with different colors.
You know, yellow looks good on you. I'm not going to lie.
On me.
Yeah.
But what about the backdrop?
I think it makes you pop.
I think I might wear yellow shorts for the Mayweather fight. Yellow shorts, white shoes, white gloves. I think it's cool.
Okay. You're going to look like Pac-Man or something?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Pac-Man. They told me
what the
gloves are easier.
What is happening? What?
Why did you put that as the background of my computer?
I didn't put the background of anything.
Why are you blaming me that Michael B. Jordan's tits are on your
left it open on right in front of you.
Hey, champ, I'd leave that if I were you.
Hey, you better leave that.
That's a good looking guy.
Hey, honestly, it wasn't me. How do you know that I put Michael B. Jordan on your background?
Let me ask you a question, George. Yeah. Do you think anyone else in this entire house would do something like this?
Kevin would do that.
No. George is that friend who will move something and never tell you to the day that you die. He'll move it and you'll be like, for your whole life, where did I put that ketchup that one time? He'll move my seat in my car all the way forward or all the way back and never tell me. And he'll see me adjusting it and decide to just let me suffer for the rest of my life.
It's just so much funner seeing people like move things. And in your heart, you know you did that. But in their heart, they'll never know.
No. I had a kid like this in high school. His name was Connor. I'll never forget. He'd always move my backpack and he thought it was so funny.
It's so funny.
But Connor, where's my fucking backpack? You know what I'm saying? I have things to do. I got to get to class. I need the things in my backpack, you motherfucker. Like, stop. Guess what? So sad. You know, Greg Paul. I had to tell him today that I don't want to go kill a moose with him.
Yeah.
That was a weird switching of topics.
Of course you don't.
Of course I don't. Well,
why would you?
Well, I'm from Ohio. I grew up hunting, right? Then when I was about 13, I was like, I don't feel like going hunting anymore. Something like, I don't know. These deers are just living their lives peacefully. It doesn't really give me like the joy that maybe I was taught that it would and sort of believed for a second. But as I grew up and came into my own, I was like, I don't know if it's for me. Like recreational hunting for specific animals and a moose is one of them. Like he wanted to go on this very extravagant moose hunt. Paul brothers, me, Jake, Greg. And I had to tell him, I was like, Dad, he was setting it up. I don't want to kill a moose with you, Dad.
Did he say, you know how a lot of people use that excuse? Like everything I eat, I kill it so I can eat it.
Well, he does
that.
He does.
Let me ask you guys a question. What if a carnivore, what if a cannibal used that excuse? Like, well, you killed that man. Well, I sure intend on eating him. Like, does that excuse fly? I'm sorry. I know Dave's
not
laughing.
Not cannibals.
But wouldn't not it, though? But it might. But okay. It might, though. Like, we're
in cannibal culture?
Yeah.
You have to be in cannibal culture.
Yeah, and maybe that's a little flawed logic. But, I mean, like, if everything in life just dials back to, like, well, if I kill it, I'll eat it. And that makes it okay. Like, where's the line drawn?
I think with humans.
Humans?
Yeah.
Got it. No problem. No, absolutely no fucking
problem. Bro, there's something about a moose. Have you seen a moose?
Beautiful, majestic.
9 to 10 feet tall.
Elegant.
Like these archaic creatures might as well be a dinosaur. Giant antlers, moose antlers, and it's so majestic and beautiful. Mind you, they're not harming anything, right? Like I picture myself like looking down the barrel of a gun to actually take the life of a creature that I haven't done in so long. And not just a creature, like moose didn't do anything wrong to me. And in my adult life, I couldn't. And I know some people are watching like, yeah, no shit, dummy. But I'm telling you, like when you're raised a certain way and you grow up being taught to do a certain thing and then you have to tell your parents like, yo, I'm not really into that anymore. It hurt me. And dad, I'm sorry. I don't want to kill a moose with you. But we should do, Jake came up with this idea, we should do an outdoor excursion, like 3-day hunting, fishing, fishing, off-roading, camping type situation.
Cool with the fish though? Poor little, just swim?
Oh, you're a pescatarian.
Oh, you're an Episcopalian, aren't you?
That's right.
You're a pescatarian.
Yeah, that's right. Guys, let's bring on our guest. She's great. She needs no introduction. She's one of the biggest stars on the internet, now taking over the business world with her apparel collections and more, all while dealing with the realities of Hollywood relationships. Dylan, your intros suck.
What?
Our producer's intros suck. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Summer Rae.
Hey,
what's
that?
How are you?
There's reality.
Take a seat.
Dude,
she smells so great. Like,
Oh, did y'all got hugs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fire. No, Summer, get the fuck. No, stop, because I like to play onto the audience sympathy. They're like, oh, my. No,
you smell fantastic, and now I just feel like I have to. Okay, now I could
feel
good about myself.
Match your energy.
Because I'm Middle Eastern, I have to smell better than you. That's our rule of thumb.
If you feel uncomfortable being that close to George, feel free to move your microphone to the left.
I don't. It's fine. You could. Oh, look, she got closer. God. Oh, that's gonna be a problem.
Does it look weird like I'm too close to him?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Never seen.
Our guests always are literally on top of George. Let me help you.
I've never seen the headphones get stuck in someone's hair before.
Like, guys,
there's a lot going on up there with her.
Yeah.
She got that beach look.
My hair's really crazy and it's still wet, so it looks. I thought usually when I come, you guys like chill for a little bit. I thought my hair was gonna be able to dry a little bit. You guys put me right on.
Wanna know why?
Like a real thing nowadays.
Wanna know why?
What?
Shooting 12 episodes this week.
Nah, none of that. None of that.
You're in the shot,
George. None of that shit.
You're in the shot.
What's good?
Let's stay focused, Georgie.
Take you out of
the fuck.
Let's stay focused.
No, but he might be.
None of that shit.
Was he taking you out of the shot?
Yeah.
He's in the shot. Now there's a lot of separation.
This is a bed.
Well, it just seems like all of it seems to be on one side of your head. I don't know if that's by design or what, but there you go. You just give a little, spread the love.
You came over the other day. You almost won a Tesla. Yep, David Dobrik, his dispo wheel. You were one tick away from winning a Tesla.
I warmed it up because they said no one won until no one won until like that was the closest anyone got, and then after that two people won them. I was like, I warmed it up for you guys. I know it.
You were the wheel foreplay for the wheel.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen you in so long, potentially like since before quarantine.
When is the last time I saw you? I don't even know. I've been seeing this little mother a lot.
And is that hard?
Yeah, it's actually like emotionally draining.
Trust me, I know. I live with him. Two doors down. I had to text him last night, 1:30 a.m. I have two warnings, not three. They say three strikes are out. No, fuck that, two. So one, whenever people are being too loud, I'm in training camp, you know, and I want them to be quiet, the shh emoji. I send it twice. Shh. Next one, that's I'm snapping. Nice. The next one was, Mike, shut your fucking mouth. Because the guy's just,
back.
He's always on. He's always on.
It was like 1:45. I blame David. I said he was watching Gone Girl. I just made up a whole story and it wasn't true. I'm sorry, David.
But you're moving in with him now, so the burden is now onto you.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's going to be hard. Him and Ricky both, just like the combination of those two, it's just like, that's a lot.
One more time. What was that?
It's bad.
Not what
it's
I
bad.
Love, so it's fine.
You have a new house? Or are you renting right now?
Right now, I lived in a house in Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and then it was just crazy, and I lived in a 5-bedroom house mm-hmm. all by myself, so I was like, I need to just not do this. And like, yeah. I pay a lot in rent and stuff, so I'm like, you know what? I'm living in a like apartment right now, and then gonna live with them, so it'll be fun. You know, I'm like a little hermit, and I go into my like house and I hermit away, and I don't make any contact with any humans, so it kind of will get me like out there and like kind of collabing and like doing stuff again, because I will stay like a little hermit crab in my house forever.
He yells at me for doing the same thing. I don't want to leave this house ever.
But that's the intent, right? The intent is to get you back out, back on the other platforms, because you're still cleaning up on IG. Your TikTok is popping.
I sometimes just do that for fun.
For fun, I know, but it's doing well. But the plan and the hope, and when you guys see this episode, it's probably already started, but the hope is that you can come back and take over YouTube again and start putting out consistent content and making videos.
I don't know about take over, but I'll do a little this and a little that.
A little Saul Bae?
A little,
I can't ever do that. I don't know how to do it. But yeah, I think it would be good to like socialize because especially after like this whole COVID stuff, I like don't know how to like the valet person will come get my keys for me and I'm like, I can't even function.
It's not just you. How to deal with people, humans, yeah, human interaction.
And I'm already kind of like, I'm like not life of the party, but if I know my surroundings, I can be. But like, I don't walk into the party and I'm like, yeah, unless I'm a little drunk. But like, but I have to be comfortable. So I'm like already kind of shy. So it's like, I'm like really socially awkward now. Like, I don't know what happened.
I've talked about this 100%. Before. People are going to forget how to interact with people. I'm feeling it. And yeah. I'm the opposite. I'm outgoing. I'm like, yeah, let's have fun. Let's talk.
Imagine kids. Because they're not, they like are growing up on their phones. Yeah. They're not even going to school anymore. Yeah. They're not going to know how to socialize. Like me, like if someone calls me, unless I'm really close with you, I'm like, I don't want to answer the phone. I'm like, text me. You know, imagine kids. If you called them, they'd probably freak out.
Well, especially the newest kids that are coming out like just post pandemic, because in all honesty, like there's a lot of vaccines coming out, there's a lot of stuff happening, but I don't think that we're going to go back to a place of normalcy by any means for a long time. So imagine like growing up, you're like 5-6 years old, you're just starting to experience the world, and it looks the way it looks currently, and this becomes the normal for kids to be isolated on their phones mm-hmm. at 1 second and then to go out but not to be able to get very close to like when the same thing with the valet guy for me, he comes up to give me my keys and I'm like, dog, like, why are you coming towards me?
But it's not even because I'm scared. Blah.
One more
time.
It's like the episode of SpongeBob. Hi, can I?
That's always what I do in videos. If I fuck up, I just keep it in. I'm like, I don't know. Like, but it's not because I'm scared of COVID. Like, that's not really why. It's just like, I'm scared of the interaction. Like, I have to like physically like think to myself in the car, like, okay, I'm going to get out of my car. I'm going to turn it off. No, I'm not going to turn it off. Okay, I'm going to get, I don't know. That's why I don't go to BOA. I can't go there.
By the way, you're the last influencer to not go to BOA.
Oh, hold on a second. I had dinner with her at BOA last week.
I like to go when like no one's there. I remember it was just too much. It's just a lot of stuff happening there, and I don't like it.
Yeah, there was when we went.
I get anxiety. I think I've gotten anxiety. I never had anxiety before COVID. I get anxiety now. Like my heart starts racing. I'm like people. I'm like I don't know.
Because of quarantine.
Yeah, I think that's because of that.
You've developed anxiety.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe I always had it. Just like. Coming out of hiding now.
It's way out.
No, but yeah. They're saying that the pandemic is responsible for a massive increase in mental health.
Has to.
And not only an increase in new sufferers, but also the lack of the ability to handle and maintain the old sufferers because you're not able to go see your therapist anymore. It's harder to get an appointment with your doctor because you got to jump through hoops. So a lot of people have gone off their meds. They're not seeing the people they need to talk to. They're not doing all the things that keep people sane. Mm-hmm. And so supposedly there's been a couple of people that have talked about, a couple of experts, but supposedly there's going to be a pretty massive spike in mental illness as a result of the pandemic. And addiction goes along with it as well because people they have to keep beds at rehab centers further apart. Less people can go to rehab. So mm-hmm. the rehabs are all booked. So drug addiction sufferers can't go. It's crazy. Like the downfall or the fallout from this is going to go on for just years and years and years.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I feel bad for like, what about people who have like bad home problems or like abusive parents, anything.
And you're just stuck with them.
And they're stuck with them. That's like what I was the most sad about during that stuff. It's just like, they have no escape. Like, or they went to school to get away from it. It's like, there's so many different levels of stuff that people are going through that like, we are all blessed and we don't have to like even witness ever in our life. But it's like, there's so much bad stuff and it just really makes you have so much sympathy for like people. Like we don't know what people are going through. Like, it's just like, even my sibling, like my sisters are waitresses and they both lost their jobs. Shout out to OnlyFans because now my sisters are making money.
Yeah. Perfect segue.
No, they're good now. They're like,
we got to talk about this for a second. Oh, all right.
It's so funny because my mom's on Instagram. My two sisters are not on Instagram, on OnlyFans.
Your mom is on OnlyFans?
She's by crushing. Is she crushing?
I mean, she doesn't want anyone to, she probably doesn't want me to tell people. She doesn't want anyone to know, so she doesn't really post because she's like, I don't want people to know I'm OnlyFans, but I want to make money on OnlyFans.
People now know because you just on this podcast saying it.
But it's still, that's a light plug. It's a light plug.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm like morally right. Like my mom, like we're not on there. I'm like, it's like, sorry. Like you're not going to get that kind of stuff.
Oh, no nipples.
No nipples, but you can't. And a lot of girls like that, like are, they don't really do that kind of stuff. It's kind of like more of a way to like connect with people too. Yep, it's like, you can deal. It's like a way to like, you can't really like no one's really going through their DMs and like replying back to people and stuff. But right. on OnlyFans, girls will go and like talk to you and stuff.
Have one-on-one connection.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, that's what she's like. She doesn't that much. And she's posting cute stuff, okay? She'll post a little booby, a little booty, but nothing crazy.
No nipples.
You were like...
No nipples. Or vagine.
Your mom... Your mom's bad. I'm going to be honest. She bad. She bad. My boxing coach asks about her every day. Every day.
I know. The other day we were standing out here. He's like, Logan was so confused at what he was trying to say. He's like, they're going to come visit us in Puerto Rico, right? And Logan was like, what? Like, yeah. I told you about this yesterday. And was like, but he already told me right when he saw me. Because when he first saw me, he didn't recognize me. And he's like, oh, Summer, that's you. And I was like, yeah, hi. Do I look really different? And then my anxiety kicks in. That's also why I don't like being out in public, because people will be like, oh, I saw Summer, right? She looks nothing like her pictures. I'm like, bitch, I'm
wait,
sorry.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
That's not even
people
remotely
say that.
Fucking true.
And like during COVID, I didn't like have any motivation to work out. So I like really kind of wasn't in the gym like a ton. So I can't say I'm fat, because if I ever say that, people are like, you're not fat. Blah, 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 blah. So I have to be like, okay, I'm not happy with my body. And I have like a little layer of like, but I'm on a 11-day cleanse right now. I've been on it for 3 days. So I'm starving.
What's the cleanse?
Right now.
Starvation.
It's the Isagenix ER Shred, and it's like all I can have during the day is 2 protein shakes, like they give it to you, and then like a steak meal at night. Sorry to the vegans, like they don't like that kind of talk, but
you seem to be apologizing and worrying a little bit about what you're saying.
It's my anxiety. Guys, the world's so... I'm going to be on TikTok and I'm going to see little like clips of Summer races. Oh my God, I didn't know it was offending people.
Yeah, but Bo, let me ask you a question. I'm not going
to
prescribe that thought, that way of thinking upon you.
I need to stop caring, but people really tear, they take one little thing you say and they flip it and make it seem, oh my God, I didn't say that. I didn't mean it like that.
Well, the question I have for you is like, have you seen it actually affect your, you know, your revenue, your like?
I mean, I stay out of like a lot of drama. I'm not really like a drama person. Even when I lived in the class back in the day, like the whole thing was drama, and like I could have gotten involved in it, but I don't really like to get in drama, and I don't like that to be like my sort. Like, I just hate it. I hate conflict and stuff. So it's like, if I see that, I just step away from it. So it's like, I don't really have that a lot, but I'll have it over the stupidest stuff. So I was filming this, I'm doing like a documentary about like my stalkers and stuff. It's like
wait, sorry, what?
You know that's only going to encourage more stalkers.
That also, no, I don't know. Hey, Logan. But it's like, it's like shining light on stalkers, because people don't really know. It's like a fiction, not fiction. It's like a docu drama. But I was filming it, and so like it was outside my house, and I was doing this scene where I'm like yelling at my stalker. I'm like, stop glaring at me, bro. Someone, paparazzi, I guess, got a video of that, and it's circling around the internet that Summer Rae's yelling at this guy for looking at her butt. So all my comments on TikTok are, wow, you'll post your butt, but we can't look at it if someone stares at it. I'm like, for one, even if that were the case, I guess in person, if someone was doing something inappropriate, just because I post my ass or whatever, I can decide when I want people. It's just like, I post that because I'm posting it, not because you can't just like be over here like touching my ass, and since I post my ass, it's okay. Like, that's stupid.
Oh, let me see this.
Where is it?
Oh my gosh, I'm filming. Like, you can tell I'm filming. This is it. I'm filming. You can tell the guys in the back.
When do you yell at the guy? I mean, how many squats can one person really do?
I'm working out my soccer. Is it like really happened in real life? Like, I was working out. My soccer drove by, so we did this clip. And I didn't even yell at him in real life.
Oh,
I was
so you're acting?
Yeah, I'm acting. This is all acting.
Oh,
the sound on this is great.
Wow. So no microphone.
He was so far away. He was so far away. He was like on the other side of the street on like a zoom-in camera.
Who's that? Kinsey in the back?
Yeah, she was my co-star.
So it's like a docudrama.
It's like fictitious. So it's like, it is real events mixed with not real events, because you have to like spice it up a little bit. So it's like, it is some stuff that actually happened to me, but like we added like some other stuff. And it's like just to shine light on like stalkers and like some of the stuff I've been through with it. And I don't know, it's pretty cool. But yeah, I got so much hate. Literally all the comments are like, I'm like, this is
what is going on over there? I see a lot of laughter. Just explain it. Let us in on the joke. What is it? I see red faces. George has puked snot all over his hand. What's good?
Nothing.
Now fucking explain it. Fill us in.
Okay, so you guys are looking that way, and she was like, yeah, my stalker. And I was like, I can't be the only one to see that. I turned around, both of them were like,
what did I do?
We'll see when we watch
this. Like,
Wait, why was I doing that? I don't know what to do with my aunt.
We'll see when we roll.
I always do the most inappropriate stuff that people think I'm probably trying to do on purpose or something. But I'm
if you're talking about your stalkers and you're like, yeah, it's one of my stalkers. He just came at me. He's gonna love it.
I think you're being dramatic. Did I actually? I don't like to see myself on camera. Loki, I don't ever watch anything back that I'm on because I'm like, oh, I hated that. I hate that. I hate that.
You're doing great so far.
Do you hate this?
Now they're making me. Please don't do that.
Summer, these videos, I'm going to be honest.
This one was crazy. I remember watching this. I said,
you know, so,
whoa.
I actually didn't think it was that crazy. I actually wanted
to. I bet you that won't even make it past monetization.
No, the thing.
On YouTube, I'll be honest. I was, I want to hit a couple.
No, the thing is, it's weird because on TikTok, I didn't even know if it would upload because I'll sometimes try to post something and it's not even that.
Too like much that. Booty for TikTok.
And they won't let it post. So then I thought this would be taken down. I'm like, they really pick and choose what they want to like crack down on.
I went and looked at your channel yesterday. I wanted to just see what the fuck was good. Like, what are you posting on what channels?
Sure.
And I saw.
He doesn't
listen, Elvis Presley, cut the shit, all right? And I saw that video and I was like, how the fuck did this get past community guidelines?
Yeah, I don't know. But.
It did.
It did.
Let me ask you a question. Who could potentially give Summer a run for the ass crown of the internet right now?
Honestly, I don't even want the ass crown. They can fucking have it.
Nah, chill out. Don't you dare shit on the fucking ass.
I've had the ass crown.
Ass.
I'm ready for something new.
Like what? What you want?
No, I just
want
to add to it. Like, I don't know. I just...
More ass? Is there any
That's me adding more to it.
Is there any ass that you do adore though? Like any you've been, I'm going to be honest with you. You've always been historically pretty closed mouthed when it came to talking about ass.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Like you like I'd
mean,
ask you sometimes.
I don't appreciate fake ass. Like it has to be real.
We talked about this.
I will not be like, oh, I love her ass if I think it's fake.
What if it's like a real certified booty?
Like you fuck with, do you look at Seltzer as like the early goddess of ass?
I mean, I have respect for her. Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, I like Jen. I don't think she has like a crazy huge ass.
It's not.
But like, it's cute. It's proportionate for her body.
Athletic,
I like her
yeah.
body. Yeah,
she has a really thin frame. So it's like.
Yeah, it works. It's cute. And she's short. Like she's kind of shorter. So no, I like her body. It's great. I think me and her aren't like, our bodies aren't the same.
Different category.
People always are like, oh, I'm like, I think I'm in a different category. Like, we don't have the same body, so how can you compare us? And I don't like to be compared to anyone. I think we're all in our own lane doing our own thing. She's successful. I'm successful in my own way. So that's kind of like, I don't know. I like to compare.
Yeah, but you don't feel a bit of a superiority complex?
J-Lo. I love J-Lo. That's like my, like,
well, so that, yours are more like celebrity, like, yeah, driven. Like, not like, you don't have any, like,
yeah, I mean, we're kind of in the same space doing the same thing. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's not like those people. It's like they've really built a crazy empire and like they, I don't know. It's just like we're kind of in this rat race together, like with all those people. Well, so.
And let me say, I love you. I'm not trying to demean it down to that. It was just a fun question. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're trying to build like, something more than
yeah.
Than
I don't
want to
be a butt girl. Like yep. That's not my like be all. Like you know, and it's like, and I respect everyone in the space doing their thing. Like I respect Jen. I think she has a great body. I think everyone. So yeah, I mean, I respect everyone's hustle. But people always want to like, everyone wants to like compare us, and I just don't like to be compared to people. Like,
but
stop comparing.
So you're not competitive at all, though. I'm competitive with myself.
Okay. Like I look in the mirror and I'm like, this bitch has, I'm literally the fattest I've ever been in my life right now. And I really just want to get back to my body. Like I used to be so confident in my body. I would go maybe that's where my anxiety and I don't like to go places. Cause I just don't think I look good. Like I used to, I thought back like 2017, I really did love my body. Like you couldn't keep clothes on a bitch. I was like, nowadays I'm just like, I'll come like in like full out, like sweatpants every day.
But I just love the fact how like the non-confident you that's so worried about like being the fattest ever still rocks a fucking cutoff. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at your least confident level, you're still like.
If I was listening to the podcast, I'd really be like, this bitch is crazy. Like, she's so hypocritical. Like, oh, you're not confident. You're going to go on TikTok and shake that ass. Like, blah, blah. But yeah, I don't know. I had a shirt on though. Like, my stomach is a little chunky. So maybe that's why I was covering it.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever, literally right now. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. And one of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcast, binging an audiobook, or powering through your workout with a pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycons in your ears makes all the difference. I use them when I go running on my runs. No dangling wires or stems to get in your way. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. They're built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. And the best part? They make great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Here's the CTA. They're offering 15% off their products for my listeners. And all you got to do is go to buyraycon.com/Logan. To get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Logan. Link in description. Back to the program.
I'm like, people really think I'm like always like very confident. Like, I'm a normal human. Like, I have insecurities. And like, and it's annoying when people think that I can't have insecurities. Like, if I went on Instagram or anyone was like, oh, I have insecurities. I think I'm fat. I think I don't look good. Everyone comes for me. Like, you can't think that. Like, I can think that. Like, everyone in their own right has insecurities in their own way. Like, you know, so it's just like, I don't know. People think that it's just like kind of a lot of pressure. It's like, I do have insecurities, okay? And for the longest time, I've always thought that like everyone is like, back when I like, especially when I first got popular, it's like, she's a butter face. So I've always my whole life thought I had an ugly face.
What's wrong with people?
So it's just like, people like don't understand like, what like social media does to you and shit. But like, I am pretty strong, so like, I don't really let it affect you. But like, when some people are saying the same thing over and over again, or I post something to my face, it's like, turn around. It's like, that's all they care about. It's like, it's just fucking annoying, you know?
Did you ever get to a point where you, very early for me, when I started getting hate for whatever reason, for this thing, for that thing, it was very easy for me to discern that these people that would say really fucked up shit were really fucked up people. And to then completely put them in a category mm-hmm. where I didn't give a shit what they said. Because, I mean,
yeah.
were you able to, like, when I see those comments of just filled with and fueled by hatred and sadness and depression mm-hmm. in their own lives.
Yes, I mean, it's a reflection of them. It's if you're happy and you're in a good place, you're not going to go on Instagram and be like all this mean shit to people. But it's like, it doesn't change the fact. I'm not saying that affects me all the time. Like, some days I do wake up and I'm confident as fuck and I'm like, fuck all these. But then sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I'm not very confident today. I kind of feel like shit. But that's life. That's meaning. Human but yeah, it's a reflection of like how they feel about themselves, and I don't really take anything personal from people who don't know me personally, so they can't really have an opinion. But there'll be days, I'm a girl, I'm about to start my period, I get a little emotional, I'll see stuff coming in, I'll say, because I get like, oh, you're old, because like, you know, we've been on the internet for a long time,
we were people just talking like, about this.
You're old news, oh, I forgot about her. I'm like, what the? So it's like, in these little kids' minds, they're so like fast food, they have such an attention span of a mouse, they're like, oh, what's new, what's hot, what's new, that they really do kind of forget about people.
That's
quick.
So funny.
So it's like, they're like, squirrel, like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, okay, cool. I am old news to you. But it's like, you get that on a bad day. It's like, some days I don't care, but you get me on a bad day, I'm like, I am old news.
No. You know what helps me? Acknowledging it. Like noticing how you're feeling, noting, oh, I might not be feeling like my full confident self mm-hmm. today, acknowledging it. And then also, besides acknowledging it within myself, I tell people around me. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to FaceTime this girl the other day. And it was like our first time FaceTiming. And I told my boys, I was like, guys.
Were you nervous?
I go, I wasn't nervous. I just wasn't feeling confident.
You needed a pep talk?
No, I just wasn't feeling confident. I didn't think I had what it took to like make her laugh and like hold a conversation. So I told my boys, I was like, I don't know, guys. You know, I'm not feeling that confident, whatever. And then they call me a pussy and stuff. And that really helped.
I
got my shit together. I don't know if it was them encouraging me, but like me, I remember me acknowledging it and just like putting it all on the line, this is how I feel. I'm not 100% right now. It made me feel better. And then going in with that energy of like, yo, this is what I got. This is the best I got right now. We're going to do the best we can. And it worked. And I did great.
So you killed it. 10-10?
No. It was like an 8 out of 10. But like, I thought it would be much
But
worse.
That is the best attitude. That is the best attitude.
Acknowledge and move on.
But the last thing you said about, we're all just out here trying to do the best we can. That's it. And as long as you look at everybody and like, some people are doing better than others. You know what I'm saying? I suck at the that kind of stuff because like if somebody were to tell me like, yo, you're not relevant anymore. Like my brain's all fucked up. Like I'm just like, bitch, you never were. You know what I'm saying? Like, so why are you talking to me? Like
what
I'm fucked up.
What
sometimes
if they were?
So the ones that are or were never say that to me. Mm. So that's why. But if one did, then I'll be like, damn.
Damn.
Now I gotta
switch it
up. It's
a little weird when I read, like, for example, on these comments, on the impulsive comments, somebody's like, yo, this guy, George, he's the
I've
fuck
seen
out.
Him reply back to some of them. So
oh, I'll do it.
Little,
oh, hell yeah.
I snap
no,
back.
No, it's funny. George, it's funny. It's fun.
I snap back, but in, like, a playful way. Like I'll say somebody, like, for example.
He snaps back in, like, a witty way.
I'll go,
way.
Somebody get this guy a cookie. He's sad. Like, I'll just say weird shit. But also, I don't know why. I'm sick. I love it. When somebody talks shit about me in a comment, I go, yeah, let me fuck your mind up for the rest of the day. Like I don't know why I love it.
There's
I
two
love
sides. There's just two sides because like, I love doing that too, and it's great to get the feedback of all the other people that are like, get them, you know, like they come
and
in because you fuck
comes
them up
in and like like bullies them too.
100%. The problem is that it's reinforcing and training an activity because these motherfuckers are all. I swear, George, no one feels a certain way about you. They don't feel a certain way about me. The people that watch the show. The people are saying this.
Why,
do you want
to
know
why?
You're
so mean to me right now. Relax.
I see what you're doing. They do that because it's like a little lottery ticket for them. They're like, yo, if I get the numbers right, I get a reaction from a celebrity or an influencer. That's it. Nobody actually feels
anything. They get me on a period day. I see that shit. I'm like crying about it. I'm like, fuck yeah. No, you know what's happened before? I literally will like reply back to it or say something like, well, God bless you or something. Like they're like, oh my God, hi. I didn't know you were gonna respond. I'm like, why couldn't you have said something nice? So then I never comment back to mean ones because it's like, then it shows everyone else like, oh, I'm saying how much I love her and how beautiful she is. And now she's replying back to the mean stuff.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's like, I try not to train that behavior. So if you're commenting mean stuff, I'm not saying it. I'm closed-minded to it. Don't, though, because everyone's going to say the things that I'm saying like makes me insecure. They're going to like, you're a butterface.
No, but you have the right policy. You have the right policy on it. Like we all need to, I'll speak for everybody. I think in the creator community, a lot of people already do this, but I think everybody can get better at reinforcing that positive behavior.
And it doesn't mean the negative's going to go away because that's life. And guys, have you guys realized TikTok is the most toxic place?
Worst. I say it all the time.
In
nothing
my
even
life.
Close.
I'm the only one that's not on the platform. I don't ever.
You don't have a channel?
I don't. I do. I just don't.
I posting it off.
I never open it up. I don't open it up is because I respectfully think it's fucking weird that there's 12-year-old girls dancing.
Okay, so quickly, yeah. I did too. Then I fell into the rabbit hole of For You and how good their algorithm is. It is phenomenal. It serves you some of the most interesting and entertaining short comedy like content in the world, but it is quite literally 4,000 times more toxic than the most toxic competitor. It is horrifying.
I know you're right because you know Kave, he doesn't even watch the videos. He loves the comment sections. He's an evil human being.
You
know?
Oh, yeah, there
he's
you go.
He's evil. Like, what I mean evil, like evil. Like, he's a bad person, but I love him. I don't know why. But he says, and he dies of laughter at these comments, and the comment section is like, they like try to be clever with how mean they are.
And whoever gets the most like favorites, it goes to the top. So it's like they're trying to say whatever mean and like gets the most attraction to like get their top comment. I'm like,
I've said this 2 years ago, I said this, if social platforms got rid of the ability to upvote and like people's comments,
it would
reduce 60 to 80% of the hate on the internet.
I don't know why you can like comments. Like, what's the point of that? Like, what does it benefit anyone?
So a lot of social media apps are about community. Obviously, you know, it's a community of TikTok. And when you comment, there's a community around the people who
No, I'm saying like the comments, buddy.
Yeah. So it fosters a community where people like can upvote, downvote,
like
and talk
hall.
About things.
But you can't down it, though. You can't unlike it.
Not on TikTok.
That's what I'm talking about. Because I haven't gone on YouTube in a hot minute. But yeah, that's one thing. I hated TikTok when it was only like TikTok kids on my feed and all this stuff. I was like, I hate this. But then someone was like, you have to go like stuff that you like.
Yep.
So I love snakes and I love bugs. So I go and I like all the videos of animals. And my whole feed is just like cool snakes and bugs and stuff. So it's really nice.
You want to address what? Just are you serious?
Yeah, I could scroll through.
Snakes on her face.
Yeah, I have five snakes in a tarantula. So I love like that.
Snakes in the grass?
Snakes on a plane? You know any snakes? Any people that are snakes?
I know a few, probably, yeah.
You want to expose them live on Impulsive?
Do it.
You oh can. God, I mean, like at no, me. I mean, you can.
I feel like I just can't be like, oh, this person's a snake. How would it have to be into the conversation? Listen, where listen, doesn't sound no, like yeah, such yeah, a yeah.
Why don't you guys keep talking? No, why don't you guys keep talking?
It's your show.
It's fine. It's your show. Not mine today.
It's Impulsive, not in Georgia.
No, please. Whatever you guys want to talk about.
Okay, this might get cut. I don't know if it'll get cut or not, but somebody sent me this and I just want to talk to you about it. You could totally say, don't talk about it. I saw your boyfriend get beat up by like Drake's friends.
Oh, that was like such a... Do you know that boyfriend I haven't dated in a while? I broke up with him like a long
Wait,
time
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm saying my buddy goes, hey, man, I met this guy with you. And then I looked at it and I was like, oh, I know him.
Yeah.
And then in the video, like 13 seconds in, full ass what?
Wait, but who? Like, who?
You guys...
Are you talking about Bennett?
Yeah. See, they didn't
Bennett got,
see, this was
Bennett
so
got beat
long
up?
Ago.
What?
So we could cut
very
it.
Long ago. I mean, I don't... I think I could technically talk about it. I mean, I'm not in the lawsuit and stuff, so it's like,
whoa,
I don't
lawsuit.
Know.
George bringing hot contact.
You got a beat up boyfriend?
I mean, I don't, you guys, they can, I don't know. I don't like him. Like,
you got a brand new boyfriend who's not beat up?
I don't know. I like learned to keep all relationships private as hell. Cause I was very, this boyfriend, very private. No one knew about him. And then I realized I was like, okay, maybe I want a public boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. So then I started dating guys publicly.
Like who?
And I was just like, oh my God.
Who were those?
I mean, is it like annoying to like say names and stuff?
Nah, because you're the guest with it, and you're just answering questions that are being asked. So it's,
I mean,
all right, watch this. You had a very high profile relationship with MGK as well as Taylor Holder, okay, yeah. A TikTok star.
Oh yeah,
I hear you don't want to. Okay, you don't want a name drop. You don't want a name drop.
Yeah, I hate that. That's not me. Like everyone's always like, go through your DMs and expose people. Like, nah. I have a lot of dirt. You know, I could do a lot of dirty stuff, but it's just like that's not really.
Can
why
I do
I want.
It for you? Just let me do one scroll.
I have so much
please,
stuff.
But
it was back in the day,
scroll.
Like 2016, 2017. Like this is before you could unsend messages and stuff, and this is before people really understood. That people now it's like I feel like celebrities are like, oh, I'm in the hot water doing this kind of stuff, but back then they're like full sending, like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you say, like, what are they saying to you? Like,
I mean, just like the basic stuff. I mean, and you guys know, like, I've never like hooked up with a celebrity in my life. I dated Colson, never had sex with him. People, I always say that, and everyone's like, probably why do you have to say that? But it's just because it's like something very true to me. Like, I'm like the most prude person ever. Like, only have had sex with people, like five people my whole life, and they're all boyfriends I've dated for like 3+ years. I mean, maybe not one of them or two of them, but like at least 3 months. I like make you wait like at least 3 months. And like, I have to make sure like you're someone good to me. Like, I'm not going to make you a number if you're not good to me, you know? So Colson just never passed the test.
Wow.
That's so fucked up. But I said Colson,
you know, my
people
accent,
might...
It's kind of complicated. Just got there. That lyric hit me hard now.
But the thing is, I don't really feel bad saying that because he did kind of cheat on me with Megan Fox. So it's kind of like, because if you look at the timeline of us dating, we were together in Puerto Rico. He said, come to Puerto Rico with me. And I said, okay. And I go to Puerto Rico. He's filming this movie, The Switchblade Grass, whatever. I don't know this movie.
Switchblade Grass.
Yeah. And he, like, I don't know. It's this movie that he's filming with Megan Fox. You know, he's hyped about it. Yeah. And I was like, cool. Yeah. So I wait in the hotel the whole time when he's filming with her. And I'm like, I'm not really thinking anything of it. Like, because I never really.
No.
And I don't want to be
you
like.
You weren't thinking anything of it?
It's Megan fucking Fox.
I thought she was older and like had kids and married and stuff. Like, I didn't.
Well, those are all true.
Those are all true.
But she's still Megan Fox.
I know it is. And the thing is, that's why I'm not even mad about it. I'm like, dude, I'd probably do the same thing. This like, I'd cheat on Colson with Megan Fox. Like, if it was the other way around, I probably would be doing
it's
the
probably
same.
Probably possible.
So then, but the thing that's not really fair about it is like, he made me, and I probably would have never talked about this because I do not like to talk about this kind of stuff and I don't like to like air people's business, but he went to Twitter and made it seem like I was the devil. Like, I broke up with him on his birthday. I got death threats for like weeks and weeks after that from all his like cult following of like, you suck, blah, blah, blah. That's not what it was at all. He just wanted to break up with me because he was dating Megan, like fucking Megan. You know that music video that they shot? Yeah, it was like the Bloody Valentine, whatever. I asked him, why he didn't invite me to the music video. And he was like, oh, well, the COVID restrictions. No, like you can't come. It only can be mine. And then that music video came out. I was like,
I have something to say.
And that's fine. That's
I
like,
have something to say.
I have to play devil's advocate for 1 second.
Well, I'm not doing it with him. It's fine. I'm not even mad
about
it.
That's why I think. Yeah, if you were holding out for as long as you, I'd be like, yo, where are we going with this? I have a what's it called? A bush in the hand, but two birds in the bush in my hand. I have birds in my bush.
A bird in the hand.
There's a hand in my stone. I have a stone in my hand, but there's birds somewhere else.
This is why you guys have such a fucking hard time getting a girl.
That's good. You keep doing your fucking thing.
I have a hard time getting a girl. Guys, I see both sides. I see
Colson. How long were you dating? How long were you dating him?
3 months.
Yo, marathon. Hey, he signed up for that shit. I bet he fucking knew. He fucking knew. He knew. Didn't he knew? You probably talked about it. You were on the first day.
I told him. Like, hey, the first time I told him, I was like,
I ain't putting it out.
No. I love to hold out. I love to hold out. A girl has to hold out for a month.
Your holdout is 3 days, not 3 months.
A month. It has to be a month.
I told him.
For me to date you, you have to not fuck me for a month. That's the rule.
Even if I was having sex with him, he would still do that with Megan.
Of course he would. It's Megan fucking Fox.
But I didn't really think about it. I didn't really think about it because I thought she was married.
Because he was in fucking Puerto Rico. Nothing good happens in Puerto Rico.
I know. Guys, that's where I met my stalker in Puerto Rico. At that flight. he followed me from Puerto Rico to LA. Guys, I don't know. Should we cut all this?
No, this is the only thing.
I don't want him to watch this and be like, Summer's a little petty bitch.
No, I don't think he's gonna listen. We know, Colson. The thing about it is just that. You made him. That's a marathon, dog. That's three fucking. What the fuck's he gonna do, dude, dog?
That's like a gentleman.
I lost my relationship with my dad over dating him? He texted me how disgusting I was for dating him. And
why?
Wait,
you were dating your dad?
No, I was dating Colson.
Why did your dad not approve?
He just didn't want me dating him.
That's,
you know?
That's fucking Machine Gun Kelly right there.
Yeah, he didn't want me dating him. Told me I was disgusting. He talked to me for a year.
Right? Guess what happened?
Yeah, my dad
was
like,
listen to your motherfucking father.
Wait, nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. He cheated on her.
No, he didn't.
With Megan Fox.
Yeah, they parted ways amicably.
They parted legs.
All right, that's it. No, they didn't.
Oh, you know what he would do? He started this thing where he started turning off his phone before bed, and I'd be like, "Why are you doing that?" He's like, "Oh, I've heard that like the vibrations from your phone hurt your," and I was like, "No, it's because Megan wasn't gonna call."
I know. Yo, you know what? Actually, in all honesty,
wait, why is your fucking phone on?
Stop.
Her phone's on, but his ass.
His radiation is gonna kill me.
Stop.
I know. I'm like, my phone's right here.
Leave your shit on.
Look.
I want to change this.
Look. Final note. Obviously, not an advocate for cheating in any way, ever, under any circumstance, ever. I can just see, again, playing devil's advocate, how one couldn't slip up, if that's what you want to call
guys,
it.
The other thing is, I don't hate him for it. I think they're a cute couple. Me and him were just not, like, people saw that and was like, what is this? Like, you know, it's like, I'm not mad about it. I want them the best. And, like, it's Megan Fox. Like, seriously, like, I'm happy for him. But it's like the way that he made it seem like I was the devil. It's like, buddy, just be honest. Like, you found something better. I'm happy for you. But, like, if that didn't all happen, if we parted ways better, like, I would have never said anything. But, like, he made me seem like the devil. I was like, that's kind of unfair. Like, people always paint me out to be the devil. I feel like everyone has this perception of me because it's like, but it's never true.
I have a maybe fucked up question.
Okay.
Not even related to you, just kind of, Jed might cut this.
Oh, boy.
I love when a girl makes me wait. She has to. She wants to be my girlfriend.
You're saying that you want someone to look at this to see if it should be cut. Is that what you're actually saying right now?
Huh?
That you thought that might be cut?
No, I'm in the midst of my. That, I'm not even in the middle.
Oh, he's not done.
Mike.
His pauses make you seem like he's done, though. He's
No, he did.
Because he's building up. Stop cutting him off, guys. Well,
I've also been on 260 episodes with him. That pause sounded final, but go ahead.
Love when a girl makes me wait. It's absolutely necessary to maintain a meaningful relationship for me in particular. I've always been afraid of having been made wait and then the sexual chemistry is not there. Sexual chemistry is important to me. It really is. As I assume for most people, like I like that passion, those fireworks in the bedroom.
Pew, 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 pew.
It's not the entire thing, but it is important to me. So what happens if the wait is demanded and then you wait and then you have that moment and it's not what it
you cross that you bridge when you get there.
But also, okay. I've not always made, like, I've always at least made like two months or whatever, but it's not like we don't do other stuff. Like, that sounds weird, but like, I guess not like a little
yo, when you said that, just so you know, when you said that, it's not like we don't do other stuff. I looked at Donnie and went, He went, yo, He went. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, guys.
He went,
That's fair.
But how long can you do dry hand jobs?
I don't know, guys.
Well, I don't know if that.
But the
was.
Thing is, I just didn't know.
She said
know
it.
If
she
I
said it.
You might, things. You can do a blow
no,
job.
You might not have had it on camera, but I see her do this.
Okay. Regardless,
because
this
I hate talking about sexual stuff. It's the weirdest thing for me. I'm not a very sexual person. People would think I am, but I'm really not. Like, I am, like, with my significant other, but I don't like talking about it. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Dog, and also, that's just, completely fine. I'm and doing, if you're a girl out there and you're saving yourself for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, yeah, 24 yeah. months, 10 years, until you're married, until you die.
Good more power to you.
Round more power for them. You. More power. Seriously, dude.
No, but I'm saying.
Seriously, dude. Great.
The thing is, a lot of girls don't realize the power that they have. Like,
massive.
That's your power.
True.
Power of the pussy,
baby. Whoa.
It is more powerful than the ocean.
So, I don't know. I do. I stay true to myself, and that way I've actually never had sex with a big celebrity ever in my life, because, like, obviously, like, I've dated them, but even haven't done that. So it's just, like, I'm, like, I have very strong morals and a very, like, strong sense of, like, who I will give myself to, and, like, I just...
Can I ask you how?
And I feel like other people should be, like, I feel like girls should do that, and, like, I think that it's empowering, it's very... I don't know, but then girls will be, like, oh, feminists, oh, like, that's fucked up. I'm, like, but it's also, in my way, feminist in a sense of we hold the... Like, I'm a fucking queen, and no one... Not, I'm just gonna let anyone up in these cheeks, you know what I mean? Like,
can I ask you how...
You have to
how?
Be, like, a king to get...
I'll go one more time.
No!
Can I ask you how?
What do you mean? How
you maintain this moral standard
morality.
That is so high?
I mean, it's something like me and George kind of talk
whoa!
About.
Whoa!
Like, we go on deeper levels, dog.
You Christian? Wow. You Christian?
Oh, she's big time.
Ah, Jesus, huh?
You didn't know that?
He's good. He'll
I mean,
good.
I don't really label myself as a Christian these days because people are like, I just have a relationship with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and like that's my own.
Let's go get the lights, G! What are you waiting for? Is that? Pew, pew, pew! Y'all ready for this?
And a word from our sponsors. Guys, are you looking to last longer and go a few extra rounds?
Yeah.
Want to be confident and bet every time it's time for sex?
Yes.
Yeah. Get to BlueChew.com.
Let's go.
They got the first ever chewable that brings your performance in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients that are in Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. And since they're chewable, they can work faster. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And this stuff is cheaper than the other two, so it's a no-brainer. Basically, if you like sex...
You'll love Blue Chew. Trust me.
You don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line. Blue Chew's online physician consult is free. And once approved, your order ships straight to your door in discreet packaging. Got a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan. Back to the program.
Is that the thing that stops you from claiming
OnlyFans?
What many in Los Angeles, and that is where I'm going with this, but what many in LA consider to be the ultimate motherfucking duffel bag, which is the Summer Rae OnlyFans account. Why you not printing paper? Why you not having the Brinks truck back up to the new house, Summer? Why you not pulling the dump truck out for the boys, Summer? What's good, Summer?
You wanna
I
know.
Mean, honestly, I can post that TikTok stuff on OnlyFans. Stuff,
okay, so that's what I'm asking you.
But
you already posted.
It's not about the content.
It.
It's not about the content as much. Like, I'm not gonna do like no crazy stuff. You know, my morals
no
and
posts.
All that. But people are gonna be able to connect with me. I'm gonna go in there. I would go on there and talk to them and all kinds of stuff, but like it's just like the stigma of it of like, oh, everyone assumes Summer Rae would make an OnlyFans, like, oh, people, like, you know, it's just like I just hold myself to a higher standard of like how I view myself. A lot of people might see Summer Rae and they're like, oh, she's the best butt on Instagram. It's like, okay,
you don't
want to
prove people right,
like that's not who I am.
So you don't want to make money,
like,
so you
yeah.
got you yeah. you know what you
I
could,
have layers to myself that I wish people, because even if I try to show people it, they don't, they're just so blind to it. And girls, for some reason, girls never want to like me, but I'm really a girl. I post my stuff and I do everything for girls, but a lot of the times they just like, oh, my boyfriend follows you. Oh, that's like, and it's like that makes them,
what's
like,
your
just
breakdown
me,
what's
you know?
Your what's your audience breakdown?
I mean, I'm a lot of guys, but on TikTok, I'm 50-50.
50-50? Oh,
yeah.
Word?
Yeah. So it's like,
oh, word? I've never heard
damn.
You say that anymore.
50-50? Oh, word? Damn, girl, you got 50-50 on TikTok?
But like, what I want to do is like,
I want to like cater girls more. It's like, I feel like I want to be that girl for like young girls to look up to. Like, I've been in the game for a minute now. It's like, I've never gotten any work done. I've always kept my same face, my same everything, never touched my, like never touch anything where a lot of girls come into the space and they look different within a year. You know, it's just like, I always have stayed true and I stay true to myself. Not that I don't have insecurities about my face or things I would like to change about myself, but it's the fact that I have I'm like a statue for, I want to be like a statue for young girls to look at and be like, I don't want to look like Summer, but I want to be like Summer in the sense of she's confident. She stands true to herself. Like, you know, it's like, be you. Like, that's my movement. And that's always been a thing that I stand true to is like, I myself, if I have tiny boobs, whatever, I work hard for my body. It was like, whatever is mine is like, I just embrace it. And that's just who I am. And I've always stayed true to myself. So, and that answers your question of like, why I don't sleep around. I just stay true to myself. So. And that's
my just name. Became my I favorite just wanna, guest. I know. On
this. I wanna, it's mad noble. It's so noble. I love it. But you can't ignore the bag, or can you?
I know, but the thing is,
the bag worth more than your pride?
Well, it depends what kind of content you're posting. She said no Nevos.
It's so normalized nowadays where it's like, I always say if like J-Lo got on the app, it's going to be so normalized that it's so weird because sex is so normalized these days. And I don't know that it's like, just because I'm not going to be like selling sex on there, it's just like OnlyFans is not going anywhere. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't want to like miss out on the bag and I'm not going to sell my moral. It's like, I'm not going to like do anything I'm not morally comfortable with. And also, people are going to hate regardless. So it's like, I sometimes battle with my mind. It's like, people are going to hate me regardless. People are always going to be like, oh, Summer's not morally right. She's famous for her ass, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So people are already going to have that way of thinking about me. So I have to stop caring about what people think so much. But I do want to be a good role model for girls where it's like, I do show my body, but it's because I show when I want to. And I don't sell my body. I do it because I work hard for my body. I've been working hard for my body my whole life. I'm confident about my body. And if I want to shake a little booty, it's my choice. And I can if I want to.
Shake a lot of booty.
So it's like, I don't want to be like telling girls like, oh, get on OnlyFans to make money. So it's like, I like to be a good example on girls. Like, I also don't want to be like, oh, shake your ass all the time. But if that's what you want to do, if that was make you feel confident, if that's what make you happy, shake your booty a little bit.
What about another premium subscription service that isn't OnlyFans? Is it the stigma?
I'm not just talking about it. No, it's not that. No, I even made my own platform 100%. It's 100% done. I could launch it, but it's just not the same.
What if it had bulletproof payment processing systems and serverless
servers,
and it was run by very smart people and also had great branding capabilities. I mean, and it was called Subify, and it was brought to you by Chase and Zach. Shout out Chase and Zach. Sign up for the Maverick Club at maverickclub.com.
Yeah, they do my club, and they're sick.
And my club called Overtime Crew.
It's just like on OnlyFans, the money that you can make on there is just like mind-blowing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I do know what you mean.
Because even the people who are making money on there, all the girls, like I know them and stuff, and they're telling me they're not posting
guess how much
nipples,
I've made
they're not posting Jean.
Guess how much I made on mine without showing my dick.
Is he lying? I can never tell if he's
I don't know what he's about to say. I'll tell you after he says it.
Did he make an OnlyFans? Oh, on yours, on your new stuff. You don't have an OnlyFans. Okay, I'm...
Billions. Wow, getting Decatur to my super NFTs. Fans.
I'm making an NFT.
What? Are you actually?
What is it?
It better just be your ass.
A booty pic.
It should be. That's what I was going to say. It's going to crush. It's going to beat out Beeple.
People.
It's gonna beat out people, dude.
What's that?
Wait. But you just said I don't sell my body. That is words you just said.
No, but
and then now you have an NFT of your butt.
But that's not really. Is that selling your body? No, I'm selling.
I'm
like,
just listening to what you're telling me. You're gonna sell an NFT.
I mean, you can go on my Instagram.
And not, is it a fitness booty pic?
Yeah.
Boom.
What?
It's like
being a fitness model. Bro, flaunting your.
Imagine you saw somebody doing.
She doesn't want to do OnlyFans because the stigma of nudity.
Yeah,
what's an OnlyFans?
I will go on there and I'll sell a booty pic. What's the difference? People are getting it for free on my
Instagram.
That's what
I'm saying. There's a missed opportunity.
There's so many different perspectives that people can see stuff from, and people can come at me and be like, oh, you're being hypocritical. We're doing this. You can do that all day long. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, I'm not going to be on there like, playing with my vagina. And
I don't think anyone's expecting you to do something.
Okay, good.
No.
But that's the stigma of people that have, like, if you make
well,
it.
Yeah, but let me say fucking one thing here. Do you know what you can put in your bank account? Money. You know what you can't put in your bank account? people's assumptions, stigma.
So, okay, guys.
Fuck that shit, dog. And now I'm not saying to do anything crazy, Summer, but what I am saying is this. You've definitely had some posts removed from Instagram. You've definitely had some posts removed from TikTok. What if your OnlyFans is simply the shit that you couldn't see on fucking those channels because it got pulled down?
That's what I'm saying.
The stuff we couldn't show you on those channels. It's not porn. It's not fucking.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything that crazy.
I know, but I try
to keep it a little tasteful. But
that's what I'm saying, Summer. This is us being friends at this point. Like, yo, dog.
So,
you're giving away.
Who thinks I should make an OnlyFans? Like,
well, I don't know. Do you want to make an OnlyFans?
I mean, you guys, I'm on the fence about it because I'm like, what we were saying.
I think it's
the only reason
so
I'm not is because of people's assumptions of what I'm doing on the app.
Say it again.
I'm only not.
You can't put people's assumptions in your bank account.
Okay, so maybe.
But that doesn't mean that morals
aren't. But the thing is, what about brands? What about brands? Are they going to be?
Yeah,
the thing.
You start your own with the millions of dollars you're going to make.
No, they don't give a shit, dude. They're like, as long as you're not getting.
Okay, what is your assumption? If you find out a girl's on OnlyFans, are you like all of a sudden? Like, if you find out a girl, you want to date her, and you find out she's on OnlyFans, you're like,
this is my answer. It doesn't matter what I think about what a girl's doing. It doesn't matter. If you get on there and you're not comfortable and you feel like you're dishonoring yourself.
See, that's the only reason my business partner doesn't want me to do it. He's like, do it, but if you're not, no money is worth your internal, like you know, it's
because
just
not
worth
it. Because once you do it and you cross that line and you're disappointing yourself, then
a lot of people.
Why is she disappointed in herself?
Yeah, like I'm not going to do it.
Because how much
crazy.
Money, you guys understand, every single one of us here makes incredible money and there's always going to be more opportunity and there's always going to be the hunger
the
for
money,
wanting more. Let me finish.
No, let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
The money she'll make.
The argument just stopped.
The money she'll make posting for brands that are not hers.
I'm not talking about
posting
brand
as
deals.
She is. Posting for brands that are not hers and companies that are not hers will pale in comparison to doing it herself, making 10 times more money, building her own brand on a platform that she gets paid to do.
Got it. Totally understood. But again, I'm throwing money out of the window.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't care about money.
I was kidding. I just was.
This is what I'm thinking.
See, that's my downfall in life. If I cared about money, I'd be on. Every single person who's not me is always like, Summer, if I were you, I'd be on that shit. But it's just like, money doesn't rule my life.
You're literally one of the only girls in LA that has their shit together and that's happy.
Then what the fuck? We suck then.
No, but hold on a second. This is my last summer.
It's like a lot of people don't have a rock. They don't have a foundation. They come up here. It's so much distractions. There's so much stuff happening. They don't know what to do. They get into drugs. They start chasing guys. It's like they get blinded by the lights. It's like where I have like a rock. I have a solid relationship with like Jesus where it's like if I ever get like, what do I do? It's like I have someone that I, you know what I mean?
It's like a rock.
It's like I have like foundation where a lot of people don't have that.
My final point on it is all
like, we don't
no stop
go
first of all no I didn't say and I said nothing I didn't even raise my hand
look
for
at
you
Logan he's like I am God
no listen Summer Summer
you're looking at so him
much. What
Summer
Satan go ahead
focus listen to me for a fucking second if you were just a girl who wasn't shaking her booty you were a corporate chick. And you were a CFO at a small firm, right? And they were like, yo, if you do OnlyFans, there's big money there. And you're like, damn, but I don't know if I want to risk the corporate life. I don't know if I want to go down that tube, right? But then there's just simple business decisions and utilizing content you're trying to already post, but can't because the platforms won't let you to make you millions of motherfucking dollars, Summer. It's no different than what you're already posting.
Yeah.
You're just, the only reason you're saying no to it is because you think there's a stigma around it that, by the way, doesn't really fucking exist.
This is the start to what? Avalanche of a mindset.
Of what? Oh, it is
terrible,
George?
Terrible.
Really?
Decision.
Tell
terrible
me why. Tell me why.
Because
George,
your motive is money.
Me, no,
and
stop.
Power. That's
first
all you
of
want.
All, I'm
money
throwing something out there. Money don't ever stop.
Kind of
stop.
Let me
Let me defend myself. First of all, don't ever fucking make an assumption about me. That's incorrect.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
We're having
literally word for word what you're saying.
Money and power is my only motive in life. I am egotistical, man. I will take over the. That's not what I'm saying, George. We're having a fucking conversation here. Stop. Let me just finish.
I just had one word.
Let me finish what I'm saying here.
Okay, go ahead.
If I told you right now, George, you love Jesus.
Yes.
You talk about Jesus on this podcast. There is a platform where you could make way more money talking about Jesus.
Yes.
Wait. And you
wait
because I know you're chomping at the fucking bits here. Okay.
No, I can patiently wait for you to finish.
why would you not go and talk about the things you're already talking about for money? Do you understand what I'm saying right now?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Are you understanding what she is saying? See, you're so hard-headed that you're not listening to what she's saying.
I didn't throw out any insult to you. Why are you throwing insults at me?
Yeah, that was a bit fucked up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Just having a conversation.
Go ahead.
Listen, bitch.
That's fucked.
Yeah. It's two against one right
Fuck
here.
Fuck up. No,
this is every day. No, every fucking day.
No, every fucking day.
Listen.
I'm neutral.
Listen, Beavis and Butthead. You can't throw away your fucking pride for money. If she feels that she doesn't need to do it, she doesn't need to do it. If she felt like she needed to, then by all means, there's no judgment.
Hey, obviously.
She's already doing it.
All your guys' motives since the beginning you guys have talked is the bag.
Why else would you do OnlyFans? Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Answer.
Okay.
You like money?
Not more than I like.
Let me ask you again.
I'll try again. Okay.
Do you like money?
I like money.
Cool, man.
All right.
Do you think it'd be a smart business move to do something you're already doing to make some money?
Not if it.
I'll ask you again. Do you think it'd be a smart business move to do something you're already doing to make some money?
If it jeopardizes my pride, no.
Why are you doing it then? If it jeopardizes your pride, you're already doing
because
it.
Because I'm not, guys, you guys understand. When people hear OnlyFans, they think nudes.
So them. So it's about what people think. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you not influencing? Are you not writing a fucking book to help people out? What do you think she's doing with her life?
Hold on. Wait.
What I'm saying is your actions dictate who you are as a human being.
What if?
So when people see that and there's millions of little girls looking up to her.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, she's doing it. She sold out. You know what? Why don't I? Because they're not going to dive into it. She knows that. There's responsibility to the actions you take.
So you're saying people's irresponsibility of diving in to see that she's using OnlyFans to inspire young girls. Talk about fitness.
Yeah, because that's all I hear on OnlyFans.
Hold on.
People are inspiring people.
So you think because of people's irresponsibility to actually look into the product and they just make an assumption that she should avoid actually getting paid because of a stigma or the assumptions people have.
Yeah, because then if you don't care about what like you are and your actual being, then what the fuck are we doing?
I think already kind of saying the same thing.
If she wanted to do her own platform that it was her own thing, yes. But she already knows OnlyFans is nipples, tits. That's immediately what people think about.
No, she said no nipples.
I know, but that's what people think, bro. And we could go down the street and I could point at anybody in this fucking room and they'll say the same exact thing.
But there are people that think the earth is flat too, George. It's not.
Why can't you make your own platform? Why does it have to be OnlyFans?
Because all of the money.
See, that's my point.
George, yes, back to the point we're talking about here.
Yeah, I think we're all making
Why
the
is
same
she
point.
Using,
I see his
yes,
point.
That's
I see
what
his
I'm
point.
Saying.
It's like his point is like, I don't want to jeopardize my morals, whatever, based off what people think. And yes, I care what people think. We all, in a way, care what people think. I care what people think of me because I want to be respected. That's my thing. A lot of people don't want to respect me because of, oh, Summer Rae.
You can't say boom, George.
Summer Rae is a booty girl, whatever. People are already like, oh, Summer Rae already does that. Why aren't you doing it? So I see that point too because, yes, I do post my body. Yes, I already do that kind of stuff. So it's like there's two different ways and that's why I'm in war with myself. It's like I will, like, yes, who wouldn't like to make money off based off what I'm already doing? But I care what people think, sadly, and I would.
So like, we're all right.
We're all right.
Fucking hit my hand. Hit my fucking hand.
Oh my god, my hair.
It's the last time I fucking stick up for you, Summer. Oh, fuck no.
Oh, D, relax.
Now Danny's pissed. You made Danny mad.
Guys, I really didn't.
I love
that.
The point he's making. Well, the good guy in me is like, yeah.
No, but
the businessman in me is like, that's
now I am. Now I do feel actually stupid, and I need someone to spell this out for me. So you're already doing something somewhere.
You're already doing
and
it.
And hold on. You simply
If I was going to make that money and the stigma wasn't there, I'd be on that app.
No, but what the
But the stigma.
Don't take a brand deal from fast food. It's money. It's a lot of money, but it doesn't represent who you are.
No, but I understand.
She's already posting stuff that resonates with
yes,
her.
Yes, Dylan, but what I'm saying is
not behind the paywall. Yeah,
but you're doing the same thing.
No, Dylan,
but
if he was
OnlyFans was a platform where girls who had nice bodies, who worked hard for their bodies, and we can go on there and jiggle a little bit and post fitness I'd be on the platform. But that's not what people think the platform is. I hear guys all the time talking around me. They're like, ew, OnlyFans. Oh, gross. OnlyFans. Oh, girls aren't OnlyFans. It's porn. It's like the new Pornhub. So it's like, I sometimes don't want to associate myself with that just because of the fact of... I post my body, but no, I don't do porn. So it's like, that's like a porny kind of thing.
You have 26 million fans on Instagram. You have millions of fans on all your channels. go show people that that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't understand.
I was talking about with him the other day. It's like, I don't, OnlyFans, it wasn't always created to be like that. People just got on the app and made that. There are artists that are on there and they literally are painting. And there are things that people can do. Like, both my sisters are on there and they don't post that. My sister does like cosplay stuff. It's not even sexual.
That's
like
what
sexual
I'm saying.
Stuff.
I don't understand the fucking.
And if the stigma just tomorrow went away and I could go on there and post one, I would do it. It's just like Summer Rae and porn. It's like, I'm on such a fine line in people's heads sometimes. It's like, oh, because it's like, I post my butt. I do all that stuff. So it's like, I just don't want to like, and it's like, oh, she's doing porn. Oh, she sold out. Oh, she's this. You know, it's like, I want to be a respected businesswoman that does, I work hard for my body. I'm a fitness model. Like, what? I'm going to work all night, all day and night for my body and then cover it up and be like, I have to post my body because I have to show people that I work hard for my body. It's not like I laid on a table, got a fake ass and some fake tits. And I'm like, it's like, I work hard for my body. So it's like my hard work. I come from like body, like NPC, competitive, bodybuilding type stuff. So it's like my views on it is just different from other people's because it's like, I grew up working in working day and night to make sure my body looks a certain way to get on stage. My dad was my coach. So it's like, I just have a very different way to look at it. You know what I mean? And like LA is, and people in general see a girl in booty shorts. It's like, oh, sex. It's like, no, I'm working.
But
I
as
work
long,
hard
but
for
as
my
long
body.
As you're, as long as you're going with the fact that you want to continue to, curate and cultivate a personal brand that is around fitness and stuff like that, and not from a morality standpoint, because if your morals exist in a certain way on one platform, they're the exact same way on another platform. Mm-hmm. No matter what.
Like, I'm gonna get all OnlyFans in my head.
No,
be
but
like,
that's
porn.
that's where I was going with the entire thing. If you're one way on one thing, it doesn't
right.
Anyways,
the thing is, I need to wake up one day and not give a fuck what people think in that type of way. But I do care, just because it's like, I'm not gonna go out and make a fool of myself because I respect myself too, in a sense where it's like, I want people to not think, oh my God, she's such a dumbass. Cause I do think that about a lot of people that I see always posted and posting things and going out. It's like, oh, they just don't care. They have a, I don't give a fuck mentality, but it's like, that's just not who I am. Like, I do give a fuck. I give a fuck about my life. I give a fuck about my morals. I give a fuck about my happiness. I give a fuck. Like, and I feel like we live in a world where it's like, it's so normalized to not give, or just don't give a fuck. It's like, I give a fuck about the right things, but yeah.
What is George doing?
Dude, I'm so hyped on your intelligence. Bro, you're so deep. I didn't think you were like this. I really did. I knew you, but fuck, you have a great mindset. Oh, well,
thank you. Means a lot.
She got a man, George.
I have a man too.
Chill, daddy, chill. Chill. But speaking of that, man, I have a game.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you do have a man. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm gonna pretend you don't.
Okay.
And I wanna play this game with you because there are a lot of dudes watching this podcast who think you're the GOAT, and some say you are. So this quiz right here is going to...
I keep moving the chair. It sounds like I'm farting. Oh, I'm
this
like...
This quiz right here is going to build your ideal partner, and they're going to tell you when you're going to get married.
Really?
We all want to know what you look for in a guy, and also when you're going to get married, and if it's going to be any of us.
I'm out. These two guys.
Oh, yeah, sure. I never talked married. About this on the first... You guys remember I was one of the first guests, third guest ever on this podcast?
Yep. Oh, we had
and I never
Georgia.
Mentioned it. You know how me and Logan met? He used to slide in the DMs.
Ooh.
Well, hold on. No, I don't think I did.
Oh, easy, where's my phone?
Easy champ.
Oh. Where's my phone?
Where's my phone?
Do you know how many
Does anyone know where my phone is?
I need my phone.
You did. Anyone, I was there when you slid into her DMs.
What'd I say?
You said hi and emoji.
You kept wanting to take me on a date. You said, when can I take you on a date?
You shut your ass.
And I kept not wanting to. And then we met each other in person when I went to Houston.
The Super Bowl.
That's when we met in person.
Okay. I'm scrolling way back.
I'm siding with her.
Oh.
And I got to go before he deletes it. He's like, unsend.
Oh, no. I'm unsending all of them.
No!
When did I go to the Super Bowl with
When's
Summer?
When's our date? This is not a drill.
Oh, my God. This is fantastic content.
Oh, I don't trust you anymore. You have one of those screens that the person next to you can't see?
Oh.
You're a cheater.
Oh, I did.
No, it's just my personal information.
You're a cheater.
I DM'd her before we met.
When's our date? This is not a drill. I said, LOL, you tell me.
She said he got that Vine money.
And then he said, tomorrow night, Katsuya, 8 p.m. But Damien, I was like, I'll text you. And I don't think I think.
Never texted
him.
He remembers that, but doesn't remember the DM. He goes, no, she never did.
Never texted
me. Oh my God, but the thing is, me and Logan are homies for life.
Oh. Damn, you just witnessed a friend zone alive.
Epic proportions.
Here on Impulsive.
Back to back. Back to back.
Absolutely incredible.
Oh my God.
All right, well, let's hope you don't describe me in this quiz. Because if you do,
ooh, I'm cashing in on that date.
About to break up out the friend zone.
But the thing is, people who date, like, it's like you guys ruin a friendship. Like, I've never been, like, dated a guy that, like, we end that cool where I want to be homies, like, and come on their podcast. No, I'm sorry.
That's weird because, yo, everything you've ever described as your perfect girl is...
Well, let's see if I'm her perfect man. Summer, you free a genie from a lamp and he grants you one wish. What do you wish for? The perfect partner, a fulfilling career, a lot of money, to live in forever, power of light, to read minds. Flight. Wow, there's a lot of answers here.
What the fuck?
Something not listed here.
Well, oh, okay.
What is it?
I really want to fly.
It was the power of flight. Was that?
Oh, I want that. I want that.
Motherfucking fucker. Logan described it as the power of light, so I'll give you a pass on it. So.
Yeah. I know. I'm just listening.
In my mind, I go, the power of light. What is that? Oh, you walk into a room, it's bright.
How do I start over?
You always get the best lighting for a picture.
Click again in the PDF. Huh? Click the link again. I gotta go on a different browser. See what you've done, Summer.
Well, you said light.
If you said flight, I'd be like, yeah, I want to fly.
What is the power of light?
The best selfie lighting ever. You never not get good lighting ever.
All right, here we go. The power of flight. Oh, that F is hidden.
The power of flight.
Okay, here we go. Second question.
F was hidden.
You go out on your dream date with your dream partner. What are you doing?
We should guess what she's going to say.
Summer do be eating, dude.
Grabbing some dinner.
Grabbing some dinner. Okay.
I love food. That's my problem.
I was just going to say, somebody's going to try to turn that into fucking.
Okay. Check this out. It says everyone has deal breakers. What's yours? Mouth open chewing in a relationship, not sexually compatible, bad hygiene,
in a relationship,
low confidence.
That's probably it. Like I'm not a
home wrecker.
That's
home
the deal.
Wrecker.
Are you sure? Cause there's some good answers.
I like a needy guy.
They're too okay. They make less money than I do.
Oh, dude, that's never been an issue for me.
Okay, but is it an issue or is it a deal breaker?
No, all my boyfriends, I've always taken care of them.
So, but it's obviously then not a deal breaker.
No, I mean,
do they call you daddy?
I make them.
They have bad hygiene, sexual compatibility.
They're already in the relationship.
I
want to
make sure. Want to make sure. Okay.
All the other stuff is fine. Like, what? I'm not gonna go out with the guy that, because then they're gonna cheat on me. They cheat with you. They cheat on you.
Facts.
You win a date with your favorite celebrity. Who is it? Will Ferrell, Johnny Depp, Chris Pratt, Brad Pitt.
Iron Man.
That's Johnny Depp.
God damn it. That is not.
No, you do not want to pick him. So do not fucking pick him.
I thought that was, what's his name?
No, it's not Iron Man. It's not. But also, please don't pick him.
Okay, guys, Will Ferrell would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
I always want to hang out with Will Ferrell.
Oh, it would be so fun. That's perfect. You're at your best friend's wedding, standing up next to her as maid of honor. How do you feel? Jealous? A little weepy? Uncertain, happy.
I'm not sure if the guy is up to what?
A little uncertain. I'm not sure if the guy's up to snuff.
What's that mean?
He may not be worthy of your girl.
Oh, snuff. A little weepy. It took some.
Like you're proud of her? Happy? You wish you were her?
I mean, this definitely depends on the situation, like 100%.
It's your girl. It's your best friend.
I don't know if I love weddings. I've really never been to a lot.
So you're not happy, huh? Jealous.
So I'm so happy, but I don't know if I love weddings. So happy I love weddings, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you introduce your dream you introduce Dream Bay to your nieces and nephews. How do they act? They got to be great with kids. You don't want kids. Don't seem actively afraid of the kids.
Maybe the first one.
They have to be great with kids, giving piggyback rides, helping cleaning
up. That is kind of cute.
Okay.
But it's not cute when guys are trying so hard to be cute with kids, though. It's like sometimes cute when they're just like just doing it because it's like they actually like kids. Some guys will be like, "Oh, get the baby." It's like, you think I would like this, don't you?
Yeah. Be honest. There's a salary you're looking for. How much money do you wish your partner would make?
I really don't care.
Six figures or more. You don't care?
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. What is the fastest way to win brownie points with you?
Online relationships.
Foot rubs, helping around the house, coffee. Spending time with me, talking.
Spending time with me. I talk a lot.
You don't say.
I talk in here.
Do you want someone who is...
I like them to be kind of quiet and me talk a lot.
Experienced?
You should date a therapist.
Or are you looking for someone who's saving themselves?
No, but they don't want to do that on their time off.
What'd you say? experience?
Naming themselves. I would love to date a virgin. Does that sound weird?
No.
What's up?
Like this.
What's up? What's up? How you doing?
What's good?
How you doing, shorty?
If a guy told me he was a virgin and wasn't lying, I'd be like,
okay.
You know, they have no.
Wait.
No, it's like, I'm dating
you. What about born again virgins?
That doesn't exist. I'm a born again.
Why did your last relationship end? Infidelity, my ex cheated on me.
Just answer four.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. How would you rate this quiz? Motherfucker.
The whole thing. It doesn't even give you an answer.
Okay.
It was okay. It was okay. Yeah. All right, here we go. We got a square, blue square. Shirley is going to be.
Where's your guys' mind? Is this the first time doing this?
Is he going to show a guy? It's saying you should date a wizard.
It does a picture of a guy.
Thanks. Just show my results.
That would be funny. It's like all okay, the losers. Logan pops up.
Oh.
No, Jake pops up.
Wow. Based on your dream partner, you're about ready to tie the knot with the next person who walks down the street. You've got marriage fever and you've got it bad. We understand. Nothing makes the heart go pitter patter like wedding bells.
It's because I said I love weddings.
Just remember not to sell yourself short. You deserve a person who will treat you right. Not just any schmo is willing to put the ring on your finger. It's great to be excited for marriage, but there's something to be said for holding out for the best.
I mean, but honestly, I don't really want to get married like anytime soon.
Fuck this quiz.
That quiz sucked ass. Boo. Boo.
Lineup. No, it's about the journey. It's the journey. It was great.
See my rabbit.
Yo, what's it called? Smoke bombs. George just texted me while on the show.
Cool.
You're a mean person.
Me?
No, that's what he said to me. Did you actually do that?
No, but it was a joke. Honestly, when I was peeing, I was like, I hope people like know that we just bitter batter.
No, it's not bitter
but
batter.
But he was so red. I think he's real. Serious.
No, hold on a second. I am.
They just tell me before the show, hey, don't make it seem too much because the comments.
Are you real? Tell me if
I am real. I'm a human. No, we have. Here's the thing.
Some aggression.
Here's the thing. Summer. And I know like, I think older people are like more mature people probably understand this. You can have best friends, get into actual physical altercations and beat the fuck out of each other. And then be best friends 5 seconds later.
I think that plays a role to guys. Like, that's like kind of my whole life. I've had guy friends my whole life. They fucking just beat the shit out of each other. And I think, oh, that friendship's gone forever.
No.
And then they're hanging out. That's girls, if a girl beats my ass, I'm probably not talking to her ever again. Like, there's some,
that's
like,
what you do.
Code of, like, I've never been in a fight, but maybe I would like to.
No, it's just you can.
I would never get a fight, but if someone tried to fight me, I would throw down. But, like, I'm not a ratchet, like, girl who's just going to be like, oh, really? Like, I don't really like the conflict, but if they want to test me, I will stand up for myself. That's for sure.
You took the hot chip challenge like a fucking monster.
That was weird. Logan almost
died.
That was the closest I've gotten to dying.
Dude, I know. I try to tell Bradley that because he made me do it. And I thought he was actually taking the chip challenge with me. He switched it for one of those blue ones, like those blue chips that look like it. And he's just like looking at me and I'm like, I thought he took it too. I was like, oh, we're both really cool. Like, we both didn't like freak out at all. And he's like, no, I gave you the chip. I didn't take one. So that I made him take one. He almost died. Yeah. Not as bad as you. Like, that was.
No, I thought I was going
to
die.
I think you had an allergic reaction.
Honestly, on my insides.
You were on the floor and they're throwing up for like, I thought I literally was like, it was real life.
Dog.
Sometimes I think with him, it's like, oh, it's for the video. And I was like,
I made them stop filming because I thought I was going to die on camera. I literally think I wrote like a goodbye letter. I was like, this is it.
The weird thing is that you were kind of okay. And then all of a sudden, like probably like 10, maybe 15 minutes later, like you disappear and you're on the ground. Yeah. Like,
I'll never do
he's
that.
He's like in a like
again.
Fetal position.
I didn't know. I don't know what happened. It felt like my insides were sweating. Like every single one of my organs inside of my body.
I feel like you had to have an allergic reaction or something.
Something.
It was hot.
But I've done it before. So what went wrong? And how did you handle it? So
she drank her chip with milk right down.
You're chilling.
She didn't even give it a second.
Then you do it like that too.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm saying do it like that. If you're, why think smarter, not harder?
Wasn't that the first time Amara said she loves you?
Yeah,
think smarter, not harder, says the person who's not repurposing their already existing content on OnlyFans for millions of dollars. What do you say, George?
It is tough.
What do you say, George?
But,
I'm just kidding.
Guys, I'm thinking about it. Oh my gosh, my skin was so bad.
You just ruined the last good girl in LA.
Look.
I have a big dick.
What? Oh, the last good girl? What was that? What was that stuff?
To act tough for YouTube.
Wouldn't it be funner to act a fool?
No, because your brand is like tough girl.
I have a big dick.
What? look. I mean, rest in peace, right? But this was, I remember this moment, this coming up moment real quick.
Nice. You look so normal. Why you gotta do this, bro?
I hate you.
The music
that's
playing.
Okay.
Why you gotta do
it's
this?
It's okay if you hate me because I love you.
That's crossing the line. Why would you do this? Why would you do that? Aww. Why would you do that?
She said, I hate you. And then you said, I love you. And she went,
why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Because I thought it was cute, man.
But come on, bro. Hey,
I thought it was cute.
Just know I would have never done that. I would have never crossed that line. That was fucked up.
I'm actually the line. We're going to forget like that ever happened?
No, but
I won't.
You don't have to throw it in his face like that.
Throw it in his face. Yeah, I did. Huh?
Come on, man. But since we're best friends, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a pussy.
Because I'm not a pussy.
Summer.
I ain't a pussy either.
Summer.
Anytime I like, I'm in like all the Faze videos.
I love her, dude. She could just go here to here instantaneously.
You know what reminds me of with 6ix9ine where you're like, let me ask you something. No, hold up. Let me ask you something. You would just go off. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
I'm
great.
I'm horrible. That's why I can't be on. I
you can't be an umpire? Is that what you're about to say?
I can't be on podcast because it's like, bitch. Like, and then I'll like. Think back in the car home, like, did we, like, I brought something up and I wanted to, like, cover it. But then I'm like, no, I only said one little thing about it. I went to a whole nother subject.
Well, what did you want to cover?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know, but what was I going to say? Damn it.
You need to be a cartoon.
You are. She is a cartoon.
You need to be a cartoon, dude. Are those eyebrows real?
Yeah.
Yo, when you leave the podcast, say if somebody asks you in the car, like, back, name one thing that you talked about on the show, would you be able to tell them?
Well, one thing that that's gonna haunt me tonight is the whole Colson thing. Cause I'm gonna think like, should I? And then I'm gonna text Logan a few times.
That,
I'm gonna
yeah.
be like, can you take that all out? Just kidding. I can say no. Just kidding. Can you please take that out?
And since you're gonna DM him and he's just not gonna respond because you didn't respond to him when he fucking tried to date you.
Hey, we're past that. We're way past that.
Yeah. What have you said? Thanks for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Summer,
how long did your podcast go? Like, is this all?
When do you want to stop?
I mean, is there like a time that it can't?
Not if you want.
I just feel like people are going to watch this back and be like, Summer's so like.
Awesome.
No, she like says one thing and then something else. Like, I don't like to talk about sexual stuff, but every other video, I'm like, I have a big dick.
Well, do you have any?
It's different though. It's not, I don't like to get real about it, but I do have like
a big dick.
But I have a dirty sense of humor, but like not if it gets real. Like if people actually want to get real with the dirtiness, I'm like, okay, no. But if we're joking around, like fine.
You got ADHD?
Hey, do you ever use commas?
She goes, yeah. She
goes, yeah. Breathe when you talk.
Yeah.
No, I don't breathe in. I don't use commas ever.
You ever have giant veins shoot out of your neck when you're yelling at your friends?
Yeah.
George, hop in the ring after this.
Yeah, that's all. Beat your fucking ass.
Whoa, I actually would kind of like to. I think me and you should go. I think that's a fair fight.
Stop hitting on me. I have a
girlfriend. He has got a girlfriend.
Please, thank you.
All right, so are you ready, Summer?
Okay, what?
We're done. You let me know if you're cool with that.
Oh, you guys are waiting on me to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Well, do you want to? You want to go?
Has it been like a long time? Oh, it hasn't.
What are the odds 1 out of 10 we go for another 15 minutes?
Listen, you guys can follow her on Instagram at Summer Rae, but there's a good chance you already do. She will be making an OnlyFans. When she does, go sign up for it. Summer Rae, ladies and gentlemen, hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.